Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's the last week before the congressional recess, and in Congress, like in college, nothing works like a deadline. We might be seeing a break from some of the usual congressional stalemate when it comes to the issue of veterans' health care. House and Senate negotiators have reached a compromise over the weekend to help the embattled VA fix some of its broken healthcare system. We don't have a lot of word on exact details, but some of them are emerging. And Jeremy Peters, reporter and my colleague from The New York Times, joins me now. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. What do we know about this emerging deal between Senate Democratic and House Republican negotiators on the VA?
Like you said, it's probably going to be one of the few bright spots in congressional activity this year. This is a Congress that has been known for inactivity and partisan divide more than anything else. But what you have here is a problem that members of both parties agree is pretty egregious and in need of solving. And while they fought over exactly how to fix this for the last month or so, it seems like they've come to an agreement to provide billions more dollars to hire doctors and nurses at these VA hospitals and to allow veterans who are not living in areas where there's easy access to doctors the ability to go and go to private practice and then have the government reimburse them for that or pay for that, which is significant because the key issue here, of course, was veterans having to wait a very long time for care, in some cases so long that we believe some actually died while waiting.
The total value of this bill on this emerging deal looks to be about $15 billion. It's far less than Democrats wanted, but a lot of Congress was shocked by the cost that would be involved with actually fixing the VA in a way that a lot of people want to. Is there a sense of how far, for how many years, this $15 billion will last? Will Congress have to keep going back to the well for the money?
I think what's interesting here is Congress seems, for once, not to have put a short-term Band-Aid on this problem. You know, Todd, as you know, what they're famous for these days is for passing these legislative quick fixes where they will provide a budgetary solution that only lasts for 3 months or 6 months, and then have to come back and fix it again after that very short period of time. So this does appear to be a more comprehensive plan.
There are quick fixes all over the place. There was a quick fix on the Highway Trust Fund bill, a small bill that only takes them to May, and they got to fight that out again. I guess they'll get that done this week, even though it's kind of a lousy deal. But Jeremy Peters, you know, the other big issue that everybody's been talking about in the last couple of weeks, of course, is the crisis of child migrants on the U.S. border from Guatemala and El Salvador and Nicaragua and a couple of other places, too. It looks like a big deal on fixing this problem might be out of reach, but maybe a more narrow one, a small deal?
I think even a smaller one could be out of reach, actually. You have divisions here on both sides of the aisle. Democrats are divided over whether or not the deal should include changes to a 2008 asylum law that most people believe is at the root of this current flood of child migrants coming over the border, because they erroneously believe that all they have to do is show up, and if they're children, they will be allowed to stay. On the right, you have Republicans divided over doing anything at all. There is a small group of Tea Party Republicans in the House and some in the Senate who just don't want to do anything on immigration. And I think the impasse on both sides, the divisions in both parties, is really going to make it difficult to get anything done. Now, could they come back at this in September, October, and try to get something done? I think that's probably a more likely scenario.
One of the one of the aspects of this, Jeremy Peters, before we let you go, that was supposed to push lawmakers toward at least a small deal was the fact that the Border Protection Agency says it's going to run out of money in mid-August.
Exactly. And that doesn't seem to be a terribly motivating factor for either party. I think what you have here, you know, to put it rather crassly, is that neither side sees that great a political cost in letting this slide. And if they don't think they're going to go home and be hammered in their districts when they go back for their August recess, then they probably don't see much of an upside to doing anything.
Well, one deal on foot for veterans' health care, other deals narrow or non-existent as Congress reaches a deadline. Jeremy Peters, reporter for The New York Times. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thank you.